A word for you from Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. This is the Apostle Paul writing, and he says he's not ashamed of the gospel. But what possible reason could he have for saying this? The truth is that preaching the gospel does cause people to try and shame you, to try and bring disgrace upon you. The reason for this is that the gospel is scandalous in the eyes of many people. The desire to disgrace Christians because of the gospel has been around from the beginning. In fact, Jesus Christ himself went through the same thing. Jesus was hated, mocked, tortured, spat on, beaten, rejected, and suffered more than any of us can even imagine. But Jesus Christ knew the joy that was set before him, and he would not allow shame to rule his heart or control his mind. He endured all the humiliation without being ashamed by despising the shame. He actively denied the shame which was brought upon him. The fact that God the Son came from heaven as a sacrifice for our sins while he hung on a tree would have been intolerable, if not blasphemous, for a Jewish listener. And for the Greeks of Paul's day, the gospel would have been absolute foolishness. In their mind, no God would ever interact with the physical world the way that Paul said that God did. And the issue of the resurrection was laughable to the Gentiles. But he would not stop. He would not relent preaching that which brought himself and other people into a glorious relationship with God. Charles Spurgeon said, "Every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. You're either a missionary or a mission field. You're either gathering or scattering." Now, what Charles Spurgeon is saying here is that if you are not sharing the gospel, then maybe somebody needs to share the gospel with you. He's saying that if you truly are saved, then you will want to see other people saved as well. I had a blind evangelist once ask me, "John, can somebody really be a Christian if they are not sharing the gospel?" Now, this blind evangelist had his wife take him by the hand and lead him from village to village so that he could preach the gospel. What could I say to such a man? He said to me, "If somebody is really transformed by God and loves Jesus Christ, surely that person would want to tell others about the way of salvation, about the way of forgiveness which could be found in Jesus Christ." We should never compromise on the gospel message, nor should we stop teaching it. If I were to give you R1,000 every time you shared your faith in Jesus Christ, would you share your faith more? Friends, let us do for the love of God what we would do for money instead.